Hi, this is Gunter Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Welcome to my updated screencast series on Windows 7 and the taskbar features. In this series, I show you how to implement the Windows taskbar features within less than 5 minutes using the Windows API Codepack version 1. So without any further ado, hang on and I hope you enjoy the ride. First, I'll show you what we're gonna implement. It's really two lines only, but nevertheless, what we have is a huge button which says show overlay icon, and we have here a taskbar icon for this program, and currently there's no overlay icon showing, as you can see. So if we hit this button, then we can see that we overlaid an icon here. It's this 7 to this item on the taskbar, and the same thing if we press the button again, now it's hide overlay icon, then we hide this overlay icon. And that is what we are going to implement in just a few lines of code, so let's go do it. As it was with my previous screencast, the code is based on the Windows API Codepack for Microsoft.NET Framework. You can download it from the same web page. Currently the version 1 is out there, and up here you see where you can download it. It's from code.msdn.microsoft.com/Windows API Codepack, and that is really all you need. It's a zip file, you download it, you extract all files, and then you can include them in your project. So what I did already in this project, based on the feedback from my previous screencast, is I set up everything. So everything means I created a test icon that I'm going to use as an overlay icon. So what you obviously need is one icon that you can use to overlay. So we did this. I also included as existing projects the core and the shell of the Windows API Codepack. You need these to access the features that we need for the taskbar. And in addition to that, we added some references to namespaces. First of all, to the core and the shell, which are the projects in this solution. But in addition to that, we also needed the Windows base, and we needed the presentation core and the presentation framework, so these two here. So I added these already, so we are ready to go. Now let's see. Okay, we have here our form, so let's just create a button so we can display something. I'm really a very aesthetical person, so we just put a really nice button here, and then we make it nice and pretty by just making this button really big. So I think that looks really nice. I should have been a user interface designer. Anyway, so in addition to that, we changed the text here, because in the originally, when we start off, there's no overlay to the display. So we say show overlay icon, and then we say here that the font should be a bit bigger, and we do that. The font here, do that, and let's make it a little bigger, like 36 and bold. Oh, that is beautiful, isn't it? So show overlay icon, we can do that here. And then what we need is an event handler. Once we press this button, we want to show our overlay icon. So we just create the event handler here. In addition to that, we need a couple of namespaces here. As usual, so it's the using Microsoft.Windows32, we need this one, and then we need the using, we should spell it right, Microsoft.WindowsApiCodePack. We need the main one, and then we use the Microsoft.WindowsApiCodePack.shell. So we need the shell, because it's a shell feature that we are using, and then we do using Microsoft.WindowsApiCodePack.taskbar. And in addition to that, actually I think this should work. So now let's implement the features. First of all, we need two member variables here that we have to define. So the first one is private, Taskbar Manager, and we say this is our Windows taskbar, and we just say this is a Taskbar Manager, and it's an instance of that. So we do that, and we should be all fine here. In addition to that, I need a boolean, so I just say bool overlay, and I set this to false. So that means in the beginning, when I start the program, the overlay is false because I don't show an overlay in the initial startup. So I could change that, but for illustration purposes, we just do this. And then we say here, if, and we say overlay equals false, then we do something here. And what we do is we say Windows taskbar dot set overlay icon, and then we say this dot handle, and then we say this is the taskbar overlay demo, and we go for the properties, and we go for resources, and then we say it's our test icon. So we want to show our test icon, and the accessibility test, we just say it's null in this case, so we don't really care about that. So we do this, and next thing we do is button one text. We have to set this to a new value, and that is hide overlay icon. And then we have this, so we do this, and now we do else. We say alright, we do the whole thing here too. We do the evil thing and do cut and paste. And then we just say, in this case, when we show an overlay, now we press the button, then we want to hide it again. And then we just change the text here too to show overlay icon. And we do this here. And then we say, here we need to say that the overlay equals, so we negate it. We say if it was visible before, then now it's false, it's invisible. So we just do the same thing, and we say start this thing. We have now our wonderful button with the huge notion of show overlay icon, so we just press it, and we see up here we got our 7 icon in there, so it's nice overlay. And then we say hide overlay icon, and we see it's disappeared again, so it works just wonderful. Alright, and that was really all that is to the implementation. The implementation will be available on my SkyDrive. I'm not really sure if it's worthwhile it, because typing might be faster than downloading it, but that's it. This concludes the first part of my series on the Windows 7 taskbar features using the Windows API Codepack version 1. Stay tuned for the second part, where I show you how to use the progress bar, and I hope to see you there. Alright, take it easy!